This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want you to picture the scene. The whole nation of Israel is gathered together in a valley between two mountains. I don't know how it worked in terms of sound transmission. They obviously didn't have PA systems. They didn't have a loudspeaker system. They didn't have radios and television coverage. But somehow the message got out to the people from Joshua that they're going to rededicate their lives to the Lord. And so the law was read, the law was shared, and people probably wept with their children standing right next to them as the people rededicated their lives to the Lord. Let me tell you why this is important. Renewing a covenant is important because it may speak to somebody today who needs to renew his or her covenant with the Lord. What's the word covenant mean? The word covenant literally means agreement. But from the literal meaning of the original, it comes from the word cutting, to literally cut the flesh and to take the blood and use the blood as a symbol of that covenant. It's pretty crude. Yes, it is. But that's where the term comes, a blood covenant, a blood agreement. If you live in a subdivision, you probably sign some covenants about things you would do or you wouldn't do with your yard, painting your house, etc. Those are called covenants or agreements. You have a mortgage, you have a covenant that you will repay a loan. You lease an apartment or a house, you've got a covenant, an agreement. That's what the word covenant means. And listen carefully, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you have a covenant with the Lord God Almighty that was sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing less than the blood of Christ. What I want to do today is, out of this story, share with you three covenant relationships that you have with people in your life. Let's bring up the first one. If you're married, you have a covenant relationship with your spouse. I hope you know that. Marriage is not an agreement or a contract. It's a covenant. God uses the term covenant when He describes the marriage relationship. It's not something that's on again, off again. It's a covenant relationship, get this, witnessed by God Himself. I shared this at the first service, and I hope that people understood what I meant, but it bothers me when a young couple will come to me and say, "We don't go to your church. We probably never will go to your church. But we would like to have our wedding in the church because our grandmother would really like us to have a church wedding." Do you find any hypocrisy with that? I do. And it's a hypocrisy that people don't even recognize. We want your God to bless our marriage, but don't expect us to have anything to do with that God. Grandma wants us to have God bless this union, but we don't want to have anything to do with the God of blessing. And that's what it says to me in marriage is a covenant relationship. If you don't believe it's a covenant relationship, I'd like for you to listen to this verse I'm going to read with you. This is from Proverbs. It, referring to wisdom, wisdom will save you also from the adulteress, from the wayward wife with her seductive words, who has left the partner of her youth and ignored the covenant she made before God. Notice that the Lord refers to the term ignoring the covenant that she made before God. This is interesting. You may have gotten married by a justice of the peace. You may have been married in a small wedding at a church. You may have been married at a big church wedding. You've been married at a country club. You may have been married in some big event. But listen carefully. The most important witness at your wedding was the Lord God Almighty. The Lord God Almighty was the witness to your covenant relationship with your spouse.
Well, that may be news to some people to find out you're in a covenant relationship if you're married, but that's not my idea. That's God's idea. He looks at your marriage as a covenant relationship before Him. Before Him. And we continue that message tomorrow on Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.